我们先有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢主，让我们再一次来到你面前来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, thank you that we again have this opportunity to come before you and worship you.
求主开我们一个人的心，能够更知道你话语的重要。
Please open our hearts so that we can see the importance of your word.
能够照主的心意行。
So that we may walk according to your will.
我们把以下时间交托在主的手中。
We give the following time into your hands, Lord.
祷告奉告主耶稣的。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 今天我们要讲的是宣教，一听到这个经文是使徒行传一章六到八节。
Today our topic is mission, and we're going to look at Acts chapter 1:6-8.
大家就想说好像这个旧话重提或老生常谈。
We might think this is a topic that's old and has been discussed enough already.
但是这其实是很重要的，是我们每一个 local 地方的教会应该更多的来重视。
But this is actually a very important topic, and it's one that every local church should pay attention to.
其实很这个什么。今天人数不多哈。
Today we don't have a lot of people.
这些去特会的人是他们的损失哦，是你们的福气哦。
This is the loss of those who went to the conference, but this is a gain and a blessing for you all who are here.
Okay, 所以我们先开始知道一下，当亚当夏娃犯罪，离开了神之后。
So let's think about this. When Adam and Eve, they sinned and they fell away from the Lord.
所以神有他的目的，就是在圣经里面希望恢复与人的关系。
Then God had a purpose in mind. He wanted to restore his relationship with man.
所以呢，神可以说是一个宣教士的神。
So we can say that God is a missionary God.
所以呢，在圣经里面，你有先有神的属性，你可以知道神又是神是光，神是爱，等等的。
We can see God's different attributes from His Word. He is light. He is love.
所以呢，第一个我们可以看一下创世纪。我们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各都是神所拣选哦。
We could start with Genesis, and we know from the Bible that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were each chosen by God.
12:1-3
Chapter 12:1-3.
这边耶和华对亚伯拉罕说：“你要离开本地、本族、本籍。”父家往我所要指示你的地方去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫你叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的，注意一下哦，地上的万族都要因你得福哦。
The Lord had said to Abram, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. Pay attention to this part. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
Okay. So, he not only blessed Israel, his heart has a great heart. He has注意的是全世界的人。
The Lord is not out there just to bless the nation of Israel, but He has a generous heart. He wants to bless all peoples on earth.
因为时间关系，那个以撒也是一样。那个创世纪26:2-4，那 其中讲到的也是全这个万国哈、哦，都在世界在这个地上都要被。
Because of time, we won't go over the passage, but in Genesis 24:2-4, we also see that Isaac is someone God wants to bless, and also bless all nations through him.
那另外就是雅各也是一样，在创世纪28:10-14，他也是讲到全这个万族都要在地上被神所祝福。
And in Genesis chapter 28:10-14, we also see that God wants to bless all nations through Jacob.
所以我们知道圣经在旧约里面，神也反复的有这个外邦人被神所重用。那
And even in the Old Testament, we see God using different Gentile peoples.
其中一个比较有争议的就是加勒 Caleb， 也许你认为他是犹太人，有些人因为他的父亲的名字等等，但是
So Caleb is another figure in the Old Testament where some people have controversy over this. Maybe he's an Israelite, but based on his father's name, he could have been a Gentile as well.
加勒就是那个探子哦，大家知道。
Caleb was one of the spies for the tribes of Israel when they were getting ready to go in the Promised Land.
没有争议的就是拉合哦，大家知道拉合就是那个帮助那些探子在耶利哥那边。
Another figure that has no controversy is Rahab, who helped the spies for the tribe of Israel. She was a Gentile.
路德大家知道。
Ruth was a Gentile.
然后他玛是那个犹大的那个儿媳妇。
And then Tamar, who was the daughter-in-law of Judah, she was also a Gentile.
还有那个大卫的几个这些。勇士们
And several of David's warriors were also Gentiles.
所以神的心意是对于全世界的。
So God's will is for all people on earth.
在诗篇也讲到那些都是有关all 的，就万族万民。
And many times in Psalms, it talks about God wanting to bless all peoples, all nations.
然后最重要的在旧约圣经里面用了一本书来描述这个一个宣教士他怎么去传福音给那个地方的人，大家知道哪一本书吗？
And then there's one book in the Old Testament all about how this missionary went out and preached to foreign peoples.
那个就是约拿书哈。
Does everyone know this book? That's the book of Jonah.
对，那如果大家看到约拿书的话，其实很短的4章哈。
In Jonah, there's only 4 chapters, very short.
那约拿神要差派他去尼尼微城，去向他们告诉他们说，他们都得这个恶行已经到了，神要惩罚他们。
In Jonah, God sent this prophet out to the people of Nineveh to tell them that judgment is going to come upon them.
但是约拿就逃往他斯，就坐那个船，他不愿意去。
But Jonah didn't want to go, so he went on a ship to Tarshish.
所以呢，神就用各样方式，后来他承认他是逃往那个，所以船上的人就把他丢到海里面。然后被鱼吃了。
And God used all kinds of ways to get Jonah to go back. And in the end, Jonah confessed to the men on the boat that he was fleeing from the Lord. They threw him off the boat and he got eaten by a big fish.
所以后来他愿意顺服，他就3天以后他就被鱼吐出来，然后他就去尼尼微城，只讲这么一次就走一圈，就宣告说这个你们有罪了。
So then after 3 days, Jonah was repentant. He was willing to obey. The fish spit him out. He went to Nineveh and preached just this one message that you're all sinners, you need to repent. And he did that for one day.
所以后来他们都愿意悔改，然后 神就赦免他们了，他们就都得救了。可是这个约拿他很不高兴，然后神就用那个比拿来的事情让他能够更多的了解。
Later on, the people of Nineveh, they all repented, and then they were saved from destruction. However, Jonah was very displeased by this, and the Lord taught him a lesson by way of a leafy plant.
所以一天长起来，他太阳很大，他可以遮他，就很凉快。然后隔天他又用小虫把他把那个比拿这个枯萎掉了。
So God provided this leafy plant, made it grow over Jonah, giving him shade. But then later on, the next day, God used a worm to chew the plant so that it withered.
所以他很生气，但是神告诉他说，这个 plant 这个植物都不是你造的，而且只有一天的时间，你尚且看顾它哈。那何况这个尼尼微城的人，是我所造的人。
So Jonah became very angry over this, and God asked him, "Is it right for you to be angry about this plant? Because this is not even your creation, and it only lasted for a day. However, the whole city of Nineveh was God's creation."
所以这本书，这个约拿就像我们一样哦，我们每一个人都有责任是一个宣教的人。
We are actually like Jonah. We all have the responsibility to become a missionary.
然后尼尼微城就像你到宣教的工厂一样。
So the people of Nineveh are like the object, the audience of our missions.
那在新约里面，就是耶稣来了，所以那里面也有讲到，神是一个宣教的神。
In the New Testament, when we see Jesus coming, we also see that God is a missionary God there.
约翰福音有几处都是讲这个。约翰福音一章九节哈。
In the book of John, we see several passages that talk about this. John chapter 1, verse 9, for example.
这个书太小。那光是真光哦，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
第一个讲到真光哦。
The first thing we see here is the true light.
那四章四十二节讲到耶稣是一个世界的拯救者哦。
In chapter 4, verse 42, we also see that Jesus was a savior for the world.
对，然后六章三十三节有讲到，就是耶稣是生命的粮哦，所以他就是生命的粮给这个世界。
And then chapter 6 verse 33, it talks about how Jesus is the bread of God coming down from heaven.
然后八章十二节讲到，耶稣是世界的光哦。
And then in chapter 8 verse 12 it says Jesus is the light of the world.
然后十二章四十七节就讲到耶稣就是一个来到这个世界拯救这个世界的耶稣。
And then in chapter 12 verse 47 it tells us that Jesus came to save the world.
所以在新约圣经，这个人子就已经出现了至少四十次哦。
So we see that the Son of Man appears in the Bible at least 40 times.
所以这边都是讲到神很耶稣，甚至耶稣也非常注意这个我们人的需要救恩的重要。
Jesus paid careful attention. He really valued the world and saving the world.
在新约里面，约翰路加福音第十章二十五节这边开始讲到好撒玛利亚人的故事哦。
In the New Testament, in Luke chapter 10,
Yeah.
We see that we see the story of the Good Samaritan.
那好撒瑪利亞人，我们用福音的角度来看他，你会有不同的不同的角度。
If we look at this from the perspective of the gospel, it may give us some insight.
哦，那撒瑪利亞人就是有一个人被強盜弄受傷倒在地上哈。
So in this story, there was a certain man, and he was overcome by robbers, and he was hurt and lying on the road.
祭司跟利未人都经过，他们都觉得他们有很多的事哦，他们没有讲说，不过就是他们就经过不理他哦，就走了。
The priest and the Levite passed by. Perhaps they were busy, but they passed by. They didn't pay any attention to him.
唯一来，因为有一个怜悯的慈心，所以呢，就来救这个以色列人的是那个撒玛利亚。
The only person who had compassion on this person, this hurt person, was a Samaritan.
所以。如果我们用现代的角度来看的话，也许是教会的长老经过，教会的这个牧者经过，他们觉得哎呀，教会还有很多的事，这个别人会，这个警察会来处理哈，所以他就经过了。
So if we think of this like a modernized version of this, perhaps the elder or a pastor of a church passes by this hurt man and thinks.I have a lot to do. There's a lot of church matters. Perhaps the police will take care of this.
结果我是一个中国人，结果来了一个老黑，他来拯救我。
So perhaps like I'm a Chinese man and I was hurt, and a black person came and saved me.
这个故事告诉我们说，我们需要更多的知道，有一个怜悯心，有神来的。这个愿意去让别人都能够得救。
So from this passage, we need to know that we need to have this heart of compassion so that we can help and save others.
另外一个就是在路加福音十四章哈。
Let's go to Luke chapter 14.
讲到那个大宴席的比喻哈。
This tells us of the parable.Of a banquet in verse 15.
这个他们这个宴席都预备好了，可是呢，这些人都怎样？都有他们那个人来告诉主人说，他们都有事不来。一个是因为说家里。有一个说买了一头牛，然后又有人说买了五对牛，然后又有人辞退，都是有各式各样的原因哈。还有说他娶了妻等等。
So there were many guests invited for this banquet, but they each had different excuses for why they couldn't come. Maybe they already bought a land, or they had an animal they want to try out. They just married a wife.They all had excuses and couldn't make it to the wedding.
所以这个主人就叫仆人说到大街小巷，引那些贫穷的、残疾的、瞎眼的和这个瘸腿的哈，请他们来。
So then the owner, the master of this banquet, says to invite all kinds of people then.The crippled, the lame, the blind, the poor, whoever you can find to the banquet.
甚至没有还有空位，所以他又叫他们去大街小巷去勉强人进来坐，然后让他们都能够有机会。
Because there were still seats at this banquet, the master told his men to go to all kinds of alleys and streets to just compel people to come.
这个故事有两个不同的人哦，一个是缺乏什么都又残疾又什么的，一个觉得他什么都有哦， 他有牛，他有这个有那个，他觉得他没有需要。
So there are two groups, two kinds of people in this story. There's one kind, they're crippled, they're lame, they're poor, they know that they have needs before the Lord. But then there's another group, they feel like they own many things already. They possess lands and animals, and they have a wife.
所以路加福音十九章第十节说，才会说那个人子来是要寻找拯救世上的人。
So that's why Luke 19:10 tells us that the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost.
所以呢，耶稣又说哈，健康的人不需要医生哦，只有有病的人才需要医生。
So Jesus also says that the sick do the healthy do not need a doctor, but only the sick.
所以这边我们可以知道，这在圣经不管旧约新约，神一直都让我们知道我们需要。去让神的旨意，就是让恢复跟人的关系，就是让这些没有听过福音的能够听到福音。
So we see both from the Old Testament and the New Testament, God's will is for us to be able to restore our relationship with Him, to seek and save those people who have never heard the gospel, who are in need.
所以接下来我们要讲一下，就是我们教会在这个角度上，在福音的传福音的事上，我们应该是扮演什么样的角色
？Next, we want to talk about how our church, how the church plays a role in this work of missions before the Lord.
Right, 教会的定义先定义一下，但是有太多。不一样的，大家都可以讲教会是怎么样哦。
You may have many different definitions of the church, but we're going to think about one of them.
最简单的就是说，这些每一个来这边聚集 assembly 在这边聚会的这些弟兄姐妹。
So one definition of the church is all those brothers and sisters who gather together for assembly.
当然，他们已经信主了，受洗了。当然他们在神的话愿意服从神，然后他们里面的基督大家加起来在这边一起敬拜主。
So these brothers and sisters are those who have believed and are baptized, and they come together so that the Christ within each person together can come and worship God together.
那我们这个地方的教会在圣经有至少六个不同的特性哦。
So there's actually six different biblical characteristics about a local church such as this one.
我们在这边做什么的那个属性？第一个就是敬拜主哦。
So what are the characteristics of our church? So number one is worship.
第二就是教导的工作。
Number two, instruction.
第三就是彼此有交通哦。
Number three, we have fellowship with one another.
那交通当然不管是同心啊，或彼此劝诫，这圣经经文都有讲哦。然后而且彼此不要论断等等的。
So fellowship, there's many verses that talk about fellowship with one another or exhorting each other, not judging each other.
然后第四个就是ministry 就是服事哦。
The fourth is ministry, serving each other.
那这个服事有两个对象，一个是对不信主的。
So ministry has different audiences. So one of them is those who have not yet believed, unbelievers.
不信主的，我们就是需要传福音给他。
We need to preach the gospel.
那信主的，我们就需要去能够彼此能够服侍他们，或者是给他别人的需要，还有照顾孤儿寡妇，然后窃取的这个门徒训练，或者是管理哦。
So for the group who are believers, we have many different tasks as well, to care for needs, to serve each other, to care for the widows and orphans, to manage church affairs, to disciple one another.
那这个圣经都有，甚至所谓教会这个来那个 discipline 管教他们哦。那这个圣经都有，比如说有人做不对的事哦，在这个道德上等等。
The Bible also gives us details on what to do if someone is sinning before the Lord, to give appropriate church discipline.
还有最后的就是在圣经也告诉我们，当教会形成的时候，需要有长老跟执事。
The Bible also tells us when the church is being established, there needs to be elders and deacons as leadership.
来管理这个教会。
To manage and oversee the church affairs.
所以另外就是对于那个拨饼啊或受浸都需要有好好的条例来管理。
There should also be good management of the taking of bread. The breaking of bread and baptism.
所以在这边可以知道有这些特性之后，我们要知道这个教会里面的这个任务到底是在做些什么。
So we can look at these six different characteristics to think about what tasks or what responsibilities the church has.
哦，教会的mission 是做些什么。
We could also think about the mission of the church, the purpose of the church.
那个马可福音十一章十七节哈，讲到说教会应该是一个祷告的殿。
Mark 11:17 tells us that the church should become a house of prayer.
然后，当然第二，我们知道教会是一个世界。是一个世界的盐跟光哦。
We also know the church should be salt and light in the world.
那是光的话，它就能够照亮黑暗，然后让黑暗能够看见，会可以。
The church should become a light so that in the darkness people can see the light of God.
然后教会也是一个盐哦。
And the church should also become salt.
啊，盐有两个，对不对？一个当那个已经就是说不信主的人经由教会能够得救，然后有一个喜乐的心，就像盐掺到里面去，就尝起来你的菜就有味道了。
So there's two views on this. One is when salt brings flavor, a kind of joy to your meal. Just like when unbelievers encounter God's gospel and are changed, they experience the joy of the Lord.
然后第二就是能够盐，另外一个就是防腐，对不对？
Another function of salt is to prevent decomposition or contamination.
就帮助我们每一个在里面重生的人能够不被这个世界引诱，能够为神发光。
So the salt purifies and keeps us away from the temptations of the world.
第三，提摩太前书三章十五节讲到说，教会应该是一个真理的石柱。
So First Timothy chapter 3:15, it also tells us that the church should become the living.Pillar and ground of truth.
然后教会也是一个纯正的教导教训哦，在提多书一章九节。
So Titus 1:9 also tells us that the church should be preaching the pure word of God.
然后教会也是一个能够造就别人的地方哦。
It should also be a place where people can be edified.
所以提摩太前书四章十二节这边说。 说那个不要叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上做信徒的榜样哦。
So 1 Timothy 4:12 also tells us, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech and conduct, in love and faith and in purity.
这个，所以我们是，等一下，看看这个。对不起，不是提摩太前书，是哥林多前书。
Okay. First Corinthians.
你们也是如此哦，既是切慕属灵的恩赐，就当多得造就教会的恩赐。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 12. Since you're eager for the gifts of the Spirit, try to excel in those that build up the church.
然后十九节是说。教会中宁可用悟性说五句教导人的话，强如说方言，万句方言。
But in the church, I would in verse 19. But in the church, I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue.
所以教会除了 build up 就是建造以外，也要教导其他的。
So the church needs to build up and to teach, to instruct.
最后一个是26节。
The last verse here is 26.
他说：“弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻译出来的话，凡事都当教就人。”
It says 26, what shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, each of you has a hymn, a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up.
对，那另外一个意思就是说，这个 church 就会被加强力量哦， strengthen.
So the church is being built up and strengthened.
所以在这边我们看到 教会有这种这些所有这一些的任务当中、哦、
So we see the church has many different responsibilities here.
祷告的殿，然后是盐是光，然后是这个真理的柱石，是教导的，是这些。
You see that the church is the house of prayer, the salt and the light.The pillar and ground of truth for instruction.
然后最后我们回头来看看这个《使徒行传》第一章六到八节所讲的。
So keeping all these things in mind, let's return to Acts chapter 1.
所以教会最重要的工作应该做什么？
What is the most important mission of the church?Or purpose of the church.
第六节，他说他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：“主啊，你复活以色列国，复兴以色列国，就在这时候吗？”
In verse 6, then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?"
耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
And then he said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority."
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地 和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这边也又提到 restore 又恢复。
Here it again talks about restoration.
从一开始神就要恢复跟人的关系。
From the very beginning, God wants to restore the relationship between man and God.
所以这边又提到。
And here we see restore again.
但是这边让我们教会要注意的时候，什么时候这个时间的设定不关我们教会的事哦。
But
不是我们所要注意的。
But the times or dates of when the Father will come back to restore everything, this is not the responsibility of the church.
这边经文已经告诉我们了。
The scripture already tells us it is not for us to know.
但是神要我们教会注意的就是神的大使命哦。
But God wants us to pay attention to the great commission He has given us.
这个大使命就是要从在撒玛利亚犹大全地和耶路撒冷犹大全地撒玛利亚直到地极做他的见证。
And this great commission is to become witnesses for the Lord in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and in the ends of all the earth.
然后跟这个有关的经文就是马太福音二十八章哦。
And a verse that is related to this passage is Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
使我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们，都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在。
In teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
所以这边神已经有这个权柄都在耶稣的手上，他叫他们要去做主的门徒。
So the authority God has given into Jesus' hands already, and his mission for everyone is to go out.And make disciples of all nations.
所以我们的工作就是耶稣在最后给我们的指示，就是要让我们去这样，使人做主的门徒。
So what is our goal? Our goal is to follow Jesus' words at the very end, to go out and make disciples.
那可是呢，圣经在新约中，不是新约。在四福音当中只出现了两次提到教会这两个字。
In the four Gospels, the word church only appears two times.
所以神没有叫我们做其他，所以我们看一下提了两次是什么。第一个是16章第八节，马太。
So let's look at those two instances. The first one is Matthew 16.
十六章，十八节哈，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
So one of them is chapter 16, verse 18, and I tell you that you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
所以他这边讲谁建造教会
？So who is building up the church？
是耶稣哦。
Jesus is building up this church。
不是我们教会的责任。
This building up is not the responsibility of the church itself。
那十八章十七节哦，
And then in 18 chapters, chapter 18, verse 17.
这边讲到说，弟兄如果得罪你，然后你就去劝，劝他若不听，带两三个人，最后还不听，就告诉教会，然后若他们若不听教会的，那就把他当作外邦人一样。
So here it's talking about a brother who sins, and if you've told other people about this, he's refusing to listen, then tell it to the church. And if they still refuse to listen to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector.
所以在这边我们可以知道，教会的责任不是去建造其他的教会，教会的责任是要去，做门徒，使别人。
So we see here that the mission of the church is not establishing others, but to preach and to make disciples.
所以呢，我们应该从这边可以知道，当我们愿意，使人做我们的门徒的时候，教会自然就会产生了。
When we are willing to build up, to make disciples, to tell others about the Lord, then the church is starting to be established.
然后这个宣教就自然而然就会有这个潮流而去。
And then missions will continue to follow.
所以我今天讲的重点就是说，我们教会的责任其中有一个就是要做让大家有机会做门徒，那怎么做门徒呢？
So one of the important goals of the church is to make disciples. How do we do that?
那个做门徒的话，这个希腊字有一点那个，就是意思就是，要在我们的日常生活中去能够经过日常生活中的训练的时候。能够让我们每一个人都能够服从神的话。
So making disciples involves our daily activities. Just in daily life, we obey the word of the Lord and we become more like Christ.
然后没有信主了，当你愿意顺服主的话的时候，你就能够信主，然后接受主。
When you're not a believer, making disciples means telling them the gospel so that they can believe and follow after.
然后在那之后能够更深的学习这个顺服主的功课。
And then they could learn even more on a deeper level, how to obey the Lord.
所以要传福音给别人的话，不是宋辉的责任哦。
So to preach the gospel to others, this is not the responsibility of Brother Song.
是每一个我们信主的人的责任。
This is the responsibility of every one of us who have believed on the Lord.
所以我们每一个人信主的人都有这个权利、责任、义务，这种特权来分享福音给别人。
So for all of us who are believers, it is our power, our responsibility, our privilege to share the gospel with others.
这个别人不是只有中国人，我是中国人，所以别人就是中国人。
So who are these other people? If I'm Chinese, it doesn't mean these other people are only Chinese people.
所以应该是 all mankind, 就是所有，不管是各式各样的人，只要你有机会，你应该。福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
So this other people refers to all mankind, all peoples on earth, because the gospel is the power of God to save everyone.
所以他的目标是所有的人，对不对？
So since the goal here is all mankind, everyone.
而且他宣传的时间一直到这边已经讲了，一直到主耶稣再来。
And the preaching of the gospel lasts until the end of time when Jesus comes back.
然后它的范围应该是先由 先有这个地方，就是那个耶路撒冷，就像我们在 Newark， 然后再往上就是 Regional， 就是那个犹大全地等等的，然后最后到地极。
So how does the area expand? So it starts with Jerusalem, which would be like Newark here, and then it goes to Judea, which is like our region, and then it goes to Samaria and the ends of the earth.
所以我们应该更多的知道，可是传福音人人有责，但是我们怎么有力量呢？
If everyone has this responsibility of missions, but not, how do we have the power or the ability to do all of it?
刚刚我们读的里面也告诉我们，当圣灵赐给我们力量，我们就可以做这样的事。
When the Holy Spirit gives us power, gives us ability, then we can do these things.
所以我们应该更多的注意，我们为什么要在教会有造就班，有更多的熟悉知道圣经。
So in our church, why do we have these classes for building up our knowledge of the scriptures?
是，当然是为了我们自己。在神里面更多的认识神。
It's for us to understand the Lord better, to know Him better.
但是更重要的是，让我们能够装备好。你如果像一个军队，天天在那边磨枪，然后那个，可是从来不出去打仗的话，这个军队一定是就是花拳绣腿一样。
So this building and this knowledge of the Lord is also equipping us to do His work. You don't see an army that's always just polishing its weapons and never going out to fight. That would be all for show then.
而且他们平常就算不出去，他平常也要操练哦。
So even if this army doesn't go out every day to fight, they're always practicing. They're always getting ready.
所以我希望我们真的是像提摩太后书三章十六十七节讲说，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责使人归正，教导人学义，教属神的得以完全预备行各样的善事。
So I hope that we can be just like Second Timothy chapter 3:16-17, thatIt says here, all scriptures God breathed, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
所以讲一个这个我们既然讲宣教，我们讲一下这个宣教士哦，有很多。那比如说 Amy Carmichael 是其中一个，他在印度宣教。
So since we're on the topic of missions, let's talk about a few missionaries. There's many different ones, and Amy Carmichael is one of them. She was a missionary to India.
对，他小时候本来是很有，家里还算很丰富的。
She actually came from a very rich family.
然后他爸爸过世以后，他们就落寞，但是他搬到另外一个地方，他开始参加那个 local 的地方的那个宣教的事情。
So when her father passed away, their family became poorer, and then she moved to an area where she began attending some missions projects there.
所以后来神让他感动呼召他，他就本来要去中国内地会去服侍。
Originally, she wanted to serve with China Inland Mission. That's where she went.
结果被拒绝了。
But then she was rejected from that mission.
原因是她身体很差。
Because her health was not very good.
所以她到日本15个月，结果因为太冷了不能适应。
And then she went to Japan for 15 months, but it was too cold and her body couldn't adapt.
所以他又回去了，隔了差不多一年，他才到比较热的地方，就是印度。
So later on, she went back home to recover for a year. And finally, she went to a warmer climate, which was India.
所以从 1895年 到 1951年 她在印度服侍55年
So she served for 55 years from
1895 to 1951.
So her those she served were orphans and widows and also the young temple prostitutes, young girls.
And open.
Yeah.
所以呢, 在这个期间, 他至少拯救了1000个, 1000个小孩子以上。
So she saved probably over 1,000 children during this time.
所以他有一个, 这是他的, 他的故事哦, 要详细的话, 大家自己图书馆有书可以看。
So this is her story. If you want to learn more details, there's more material about her in our church library.
她有一个, quote这个句子, 她说, 就告诉这些人, 如果, 你要到密, 到那个宣教的地方的话, 她说, 不要来, 如果你没有, 你在心里面没有, 就是你心里没有一个一件事活在你心里面的这一件事，在你心中一直这样做的话，这一件事就是为了要这个赢得这些灵魂的这一件事，那你就不要来。
So her quote in English is, "Don't come if you haven't made up your mind to live for one thing, the winning of souls."
这样，那还有一点时间哦，所以另外一个就是大家可能比较熟悉的 Gladys Edwards.
还有 there's one other story about a missionary named Gladys Edwards. Perhaps everyone is more familiar with her.
哦，那拍成 好莱坞拍成电影就是什么 Six Happiness.
So there was a Hollywood movie made based on her story, The End of the Six Happinesses.
然后她是 1902年生的吧, 好像是。
I think she was born 1902.
然后她 那个 她在28岁的时候 她才 才接触，先讲一下，她是一个就是帮人家打扫的一个姐妹啊。So
she was a house cleaning servant. That was her job.
对，然后20岁左右的时候，她就非常荒诞，就是那时候在英国，她喝酒、跳舞、抽烟，然后赌博，她都做。
She lived a very bad life. In England, she was drinking, dancing, smoking, and gambling her life away.
因为做那个打扫的工作都是很长期的，而且没有什么未来是怎样，就是一直做这些事，所以闲下来的时候就要放松自己。So
she was she worked in house cleaning. This was long term, and she didn't have any future. So she used her leisure time to do all these things.
但是, 在有一次的时候,有一个, 这个陌生人向她传福音哦。
But once, a stranger actually shared the gospel with her.
虽然她以前偶尔去教会哦。
In the past, she may have gone to church occasionally.
但是因为这个人向她传福音以后,她就知道,就 得救了哦，就完全转变了。After
she heard the gospel, she was totally changed.
然后她就对这个宣教有越来越多的负担哦。And
she began to have a burden increasingly for the gospel.
所以呢, 所以他也想要去这个中国内地会。
So she too wanted to go to China through the China Inland Mission.
但是他在那个受训的时候，人家觉得他的他的智力比较差哈，吸收不好，觉得他没有资格去，就拒绝他了。
So during training, she actually didn't pass because they thought that she wasn't, she didn't have the intellectual capability of keeping up with the training.
但是神感动她，所以，她觉得神呼召她，不管有没有什么内地会，她都可以去。
But she had this burden in her heart that God had called her. And so, no matter whether the China Inland Mission agreed, she decided to go.
所以她就开始存钱，因为做这个打扫的工，这个钱比较少。
So she began saving money because there's not much money to be had from being a house cleaner.
她就问说最便宜能够到中国是怎么去？
So she asked, what's the cheapest way to get to China?
所以呢，就是坐火车那时候。
And at that time it was by train.
所以呢，他就每次就存钱给那个卖票的人，然后一直到10月15号1932年他就有那个票可以去中国。
So she kept saving money and giving it to the ticket master until she saved enough October 15th, 1932.
Oh, 1932. And then she was able to go to China. 坐火车那是先经过苏俄，就是首
尔。So she had to go through Russia first.
Yeah. 然后 anyway,那个 long story， 但中间一直走到不能走，然后又绝望的时候，那后来神带领他，他就最后到达中国。
It's a long story, and there were points where she was almost going to give up, when she couldn't continue, and God finally brought her to China.
对，他本来想回头，可是火车已经开了。
There was one point when she wanted to go back, but the train had already started.
所以呢，最后她到达那边，那个就是在西安的阳城。
So she went to this place in Xi'an, in China, called 阳城。
Yeah, 那在那边，她又跟另外一个宣教师叫 Jennifer Lawson 一起服侍。
So she served there with another missionary named Jennifer Lawson.
但是那个宣教士，他是不同的个性哦。
This missionary had a different personality, however.
所以他做事比较粗鲁一点。
She was a bit coarse in the way she dealt with things.
所以他跟他相处比较困难。
So they had a hard time getting along.
但是他在那边就他们经营一个旅店哦，那就是帮助了一些那些住进来的人，他们住在那边吃饭的时候讲圣经故事给他们。
So they both invested in this inn. So whoever came inside the inn, they would tell different stories to them, including Bible stories.
然后后来因为他们意见不同，吵翻了，不是吵翻了，就是那个。住在原来的 missionary 就请他搬出去。
So later on, because their opinions differed, the original missionary asked Gladys to move out.
结果他搬出去跟别的missionary 住的时候，结果后来知道这一个Lawson 他生病了。
Later, when she moved in with other missionaries, she found out. She got the news that Jennifer Lawson was sick.
所以她就搬回去照顾这个。
So actually, Gladys moved back to take care of Jennifer, who was sick.
对，然后再过几个礼拜，这个missionary 就过世了。
And then after a few weeks, actually, this missionary passed away.
所以呢，正好那时候呢，那个扬州他们需要有一个这个政府需要就要请他来做一个 full inspector， 就是那时候都是小脚，他们不希望他们再绑小脚，要有一个人来。
And then the government decided to ask Gladys to become a foot inspector because at that time the government wanted to stop foot binding as a practice in China.
So, he not only became a foot inspector, he had the opportunity to contact the people.
So, through her job as a foot inspector, she went to different houses and homes.She was able to talk to people and share the gospel with them.
所以甚至有一次，监狱里面有人这些坏人在打架的时候，造反的时候，他们请他来帮助调解。
There was even a time when some prison inmates were fighting, and they asked Gladys to help solve the problem.
后来中日抗战的时候，他之前就。这个照顾了很多这个孤儿。
And then later in the Sino-Japanese conflict, Gladys also took care of many orphans.
所以最有名的就是他带了将近100个孤儿，穿山，然后穿过黄河，到了那个后方，不受日本的侵略。
So one famous instance was when she led about 100 orphans over hills and mountains across the Yellow River to safety during that war.
然后到了1957年，他后来到台湾，然后在台湾有一些服事。
In 1957, she went to Taiwan and she actually had some ministry there as well.
他有一个 quote， 我觉得很有意思哈。那希望大家。先听一下英文的。
Okay, so there's a quote she said, and I think it's pretty interesting. So if you can listen to the English first. I wasn't God's first choice for what I've done for China. There was somebody else, I don't know who it was, God's first choice. It must have been a man, a wonderful man, a well-educated man. I don't know what happened. Perhaps he died. Perhaps he wasn't willing.And God looked down and saw Gladys Aylward. This is Gladys 在说，我自己我所为了中国所做的事，可能我不是神第一个选择，可能神有另外一个选择。他第一个选择我不知道，可能是一个男人，一个很棒、很优秀的男人，很有学问的男人。但是我不知道发生了什么事，也许这个人死了，或者也许这个人不愿意去，所以神就看看地上有谁，然后就看到了我 Gladys Aylward。
所以这边告诉我们，我们每一个人像 Amy Carmichael、Gladys Aylward 都不一定。在人的眼中都不是 the best choice.
Maybe in the eyes of man, we are like Amy Carmichael or Gladys Aylward. We are not God's best choice or first choice in the eyes of people.
但是神给我们这个负担，愿意去传福音。
But God still gives us this burden and this responsibility of spreading His gospel.
所以呢，我们就应该更多的把自己摆上，让神来使用。
So we should give ourselves to the Lord, be willing to lay ourselves out before Him to do things for Him.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，求主带领我每一个人开我们的心眼。
Lord, thank you. Please help us open the eyes of our hearts.
让我们有一颗宽广的心。
So that we have an open heart before you.
能够更多的看见不单是自己的需要，更看见别人的需要。
so that we see not only our own needs, but we can also see the needs of others.
让我们真的知道应该要靠着圣灵能够在各样事情上求主来帮助我们能够在教会得到建造。
So that through the Holy Spirit, you can help us, that in the church we can be built up.
建造之后我们能够更多的装备自己能够去赢得这个还没有信主的人的心。
And then after being built up, Lord, please equip us so that we can win souls for you.
求主带领这一切。
Please continue to guide us and lead us.
祷告奉靠主耶稣。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.